Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the It Takes Grit podcast, the podcast that is there to help you find that inner grit, to help you live the life that you want. So amongst our amazing guests that we're having on this podcast and this incredible community that we've created, one of the big things that I want us to focus on in 2024 is being bold. So this episode is all about how to embrace your inner boldness. Now, one of the reasons that I want us to really dive into this in 2024 is because, I mean, raise your hand if you're like me, the last couple of years, maybe the last decade, you haven't been that bold in what you believe in what you really want your life to look like, and you've been kind of playing one foot in, one foot out. Maybe you've been like a little bit wishy-washy, and you just really haven't had that confidence or that certainty about being bold in an area that you know is actually really, really important to you. So I had a little bit of a wake up in January of 2024, where I was starting to look around and going, what do I want my life to look like in a year's time, in 2 years' time, in 3 years' time, in 5 years' time, in 10 years' time? And was the actions that I am doing right now helping me get to those goals? And I had to have a real hard look at myself and be like, you know what? Like, I don't think that what I'm doing and what I'm focusing on is really going to help me get to where I want to be. And I know it's scary, I know it's uncomfortable, and I know sometimes you question yourself, like, is this the right move? But when I looked at like what I wanted to feel like every single day, it was very, very apparent to me the boldness that I needed to take and the choices that I got to make to help me get to that place where I know that I could be. I felt like I was just leaving a lot on the table. I felt like I wasn't reaching my full trajectory. I felt like I was just playing small because I wasn't being bold in what I want. And it's so important for growth to be bold in what we want, what we believe in. Because if we aren't bold about it, if we just feel like we're kind of like a little bit here, a little bit there, we never get outside of our comfort zone. So this year, I've really been working on getting outside of my comfort zone by being bold in an area that I really haven't been. And I'm excited, I'm fired up, and I'm very certain that yes, me being bold in what I'm choosing to do isn't going to be what everybody thinks that I should do, or everybody's not going to jump on board immediately. However, I know that me being bold in the area that I want to achieve is going to help other people in the same industry, in the same company, in the same community be bold too. And ultimately, me being bold and helping other people being bold in that same community is going to help those people live the life that they deserve, that they dream of, and that they can achieve. Because, you know, I look at my life and I look at the couple of businesses that I've had. You know, I did some group coaching last year, which is amazing. I got to connect with some incredible individuals. However, I felt like I was limiting them because I wasn't exposing them to all of my incredible mentors. And I wasn't getting them to grow to the level that I could because they weren't being surrounded by all of those amazing humans that I get to be surrounded with every single month. You know, I love my fitness app, right? I love my fitness app that it brings people together. And that really was my big identity, having the fitness app, Rebecca Louise. And you know, it got to a point where I was like, I don't want it to be all about me. I don't want it to be like, oh, Rebecca Louise, buy my fitness app, get my ankle weights, you know, get started here, join this group coaching, right? I was like, that to me just, it didn't feel right. It didn't sit with me. Like, I don't want to be like up here, right? And everybody else just getting small bits of me. So I really started to change my identity and be bold in the nutrition company that I've worked with for the last almost 11 years. It'd be 11 years in June of 2024. And when I look at it, I go, that's what gave me amazing health. That is what has created an amazing income. And that is what has created the mindset that I have today. I would be so selfish if I wasn't being bold about how much that has helped me. And I want to make it about Rebecca Louise, who works with the number one nutrition company in the world, helps people get healthy, helps people with their wealth, helps people live an amazing lifestyle, helps people earn free vacations. That's what I want to be known for. And I had to be bold about that move because it was scary. But if I'm not bold about that, then you know what? I'm going to still be in the same situation that I was a year ago, than I was 5 years ago. And I just look back and I go, if I was just more bold, and if I just, you know, had a little bit more growth in those last 10 years by being bold, huh, who could I have impacted? Whose other lives I could have changed? I mean, I have had a great success and I have helped many people with their health, many people with their wealth. However, I think that I only just accomplished a very small amount of what I can achieve because I wasn't being bold. So that's why I want to share with you, I'm going through the same process. If you're like, hey, I know that I need to be more bold in this, or maybe it's in a relationship, maybe it's in a friendship, maybe it's in your community, maybe it's at work or wherever you're at in life, I want you to really learn how to embrace your boldness because it's going to get you excited. It's going to get you fired up. And when you're bold, you grow because the more bold you are, the more you've got to get outside of your comfort zone and really declare what you're doing, regardless as if somebody is going to agree with it or not. And that's really something that I've just had to accept, right? I think a lot of times we aren't bold in things because we're so afraid of what somebody else is going to think. But really, does that matter what somebody else thinks if you're inspiring and helping other people with their health and wealth? Absolutely not. So I'm on this journey with you, but it's so important for us to be bold, for us to grow. So let's just talk about a couple of strategies to get outside your comfort zone. For me, what has really helped is just going all in and being fully immersed with the momentum and the growth that we have inside the company that I'm working with. I am on all the calls. I am talking to people daily. I am at all the events. I am very active in all of the Telegram chats, and I'm all in. So the information that I'm getting every single day is just positive excitement, momentum, and people doing the same thing that I'm doing. That is what is keeping me really bold by staying close to the fire. It's so hard to stay bold about anything that you believe in if you move away from those people who are doing it. So one of the strategies to stepping outside your comfort zone and staying bold is to be fully immersed. The more you participate, the more that you contribute. So, you know, whatever it is that you are wanting to be more bold in, ask yourself right now, 0 to 10, 0 being like completely poopy effort, and number 10 being like, I'm a shining star. How would you rate yourself for how you are contributing and participating in the area that you want to be bold? Because I'll be honest, last 10 years, I was probably like a 4 or a 5. Right now, I'm a 9, 10. Like, I never like just put myself as a 10 because there's always improvement, but I'm a strong 9. I'm a strong 9. And I know that my team can see that. I know that my clients can see that. And there's been a shift, right? So that's one of the strategies to getting outside of our comfort zone, being bold, is to be around the people. The second thing is to do the action. Because when you do the action of you being bold and you get a result, it gives you more confidence. And to get outside your comfort zone, it is doing the work, right? And you're going to get the results. Not everybody is going to be on board, and that's okay. You don't need everybody to be on board just yet. I have people that have been following me for 10 years and they're now just getting on board. That's perfect. That's the right timing. But when we are wanting to get outside of our comfort zone, we got to be around the right people and we got to take the action, because the action is going to give us a result. It might not give you a result immediately. It might take 90 days to get the first result, but it will happen if you take the action. And getting outside of your comfort zone by taking action, it's going to get easier. Those action steps get easier and easier as you keep on going. One thing that I've really focused on is why I'm making this shift and why I am being bold is for long-term success. I love my fitness app. I love the group coaching. I love, you know, sharing merchandise. That's great. And maybe you're thinking right now, like, hey, I love being a nurse, or I love being a teacher, or I really love working here or doing this, but like, I don't see that as long-term success. And when I really got clear this year about what was available for me for opportunity-wise inside of the number one nutrition company in the world, I started to realize, wow, the opportunity for me here way surpasses anything that I could ever be doing outside of this company. Yes, I could, you know, go on amazing vacations, and I could, you know, experience, you know, great things. I've worked with some of the top brands in the world. I've worked with Nike, I've worked with Disney, I've worked with Amazon, but nothing compares to the opportunities and the long-term success that I will get from working in this company and being bold. Embracing my boldness is going to help me with my long-term success. So I just want you to think right now, because we do get in our heads and we do dim our lights and we do get scared of being bold because of short-term. What somebody says short-term to us. I want you to really switch that thinking. Wherever you're at in your life right now, whatever it is that you feel like long-term success looks like for you, and it's going to be different for everybody. No one is the same. We've all got our own different ideas and our own philosophies and our own values and other things that are important to us. But what would you need to be bold in today to have the long-term success that you're after? What would that look like? If you were more bold, how would your long-term success feel? How would it look? What would your lifestyle be like? Because I think when we really attach our long-term success, we get really clear about what it is that we get to do today. And when we're really clear, we're bold. Like, I'm so clear of where I want to be in 5 years' time. I'm so clear about, you know, the lifestyle that I want my children to grow up in. I know that I want to qualify for certain types of vacations when my kids are a certain age. So I am so bold about what I'm doing, because if I'm not, my long-term success is not going to happen. The long-term success that I want is not going to be there in 5 years' time. Why? Because I shied away, or I got scared, or I let one person's negative opinion or opinion take my boldness. I want us to really find that strength, that boldness in 2024. That's my word. At the beginning of the year, it was brave, right? But I've switched it to bold, because I think that's just a lot more empowering. To me, that's my word for 2024, is to be bold. And having a fearless approach, right? I know it's not easy when you've got somebody saying this, or you've got somebody saying that, but just stay so close to the fire of people who are moving, who are shaking, who have the life that you want. Right? My mentor told me this at the beginning. He said, Rebecca, don't take advice from someone you wouldn't trade places with. Don't take advice from them. And sometimes it's hard, right? We get a comment from a friend, or somebody's like, oh, why are you being healthy? Or why are you exercising? And you're like, why would I not eat healthier? Why would I not exercise? It's my body. I want to make sure that I'm looking after it so I have a long, healthy life. And so sometimes we've got to cut out the noise. We've got to cut out the noise of negativity, of the naysayers, and we've got to stay strong and we've got to be bold, okay? So have a fearless approach when it comes to your boldness, and use those strategies to step outside your comfort zone, and understand that being bold is so important for your growth. And, you know, I think one of the biggest things in life is that fear steps in, right? Fear steps in, it creeps in. It's very easy for one little sentence or one little line just to get in our head and to derail us from our goals. And so we have to install grit, right? Grit and boldness come together. We have to install that grit to keep being bold. So a couple of things that you can do in the morning that are going to help you stay bold and embrace your inner boldness is to get connected with that future success. What does that long-term success look like for you? And knowing that being bold today is going to help you get there. Because ultimately, you're the one who has to go to bed at night and go, you know what? I did everything that I could to help me get the goal that I want. And I'm loving it right now. I've got, I mean, if you open up my phone, I think I've got like over 150 text messages that I get to go through today, that I get to reply to people, that I get to set up calls with. And that's what I've really loved is that, you know, Rebecca Louise Fitness put me on an app. I don't get to talk to everybody. But inside this company, I get to have one-on-one calls with people. I get to make personal connections. I get to make a difference to people's lives individually, not just sending them to an app, which is great. You can get your workouts in, but really helping people with their nutrition, really helping people with their lifestyle, really helping people with earning extra income. And so even though that you might be scared sometimes and those fears creep in and the self-doubt creep in, every morning, wake up and remind yourself of why you are being bold in the area that you are. Doesn't matter what it is, right? I've got mine. I'm just sharing my personal story so that you can relate it to yours. I always feel that when I hear somebody else's story, how they are utilizing it really helps me implement it for what I'm looking for, right? So this is just my story. This isn't yours, but this is an example of how I'm using boldness to get clear, to help me with growth, to help me get outside my comfort zone, to help me set up for long-term success, and to having a fearless approach to it. So in the mornings, I want you to wake up and get clear with being bold. Get clear with why you are doing the things that you're doing. Hang around those positive people that have got your back and doing the same thing as you. And know that not everybody is going to agree with you. And that's absolutely fine. Keep being bold, keep doing what you believe in because you see something that other people don't. I always remember the line, right? Mark Hughes says, borrow my eyes. And that's what I just keep remembering, right? Is for me to borrow their eyes of their vision and for other people to borrow my eyes of my vision and Mark Hughes's vision. That's personal to me, right? But what is your vision? What is the boldness that you get to create that's going to help you be the person that you desire to be and have the life that you want to? So if you're in for being bold, give me a bold. It's like, yes, I'm bold. I'm going to be strong. I'm going to be bold. I'm going to hang around the people who have been bold in my area. I'm so excited for this year. 2024, I mean, has already seen so much growth, so much momentum. It's bananas what's happening, you know, right now in my world. And I'm just really excited to share more of that with everybody else and really help people find their boldness and help them get the life that they want. So awesome job for joining today. Make sure that you share this with a friend. If you know somebody right now who you know is wanting to be bold in an area of their life and they're just a little bit fearful, send them this so that they've got some strategies, they've got some tips, and they've got a little bit more confidence to help them being bold throughout the rest of 2024 and beyond. All right, awesome job for joining us. Make sure you're following the It Takes Grit podcast Instagram, and I'll see you next week.